and a very happy Friday to all who celebrated.
It's why we love today.
That's a good sign. Things are working wonderfully today.
It's springtime in Texas.
I love it.
Okay. I love it too.
There we go.
Right, he's there.
We now have liftoff.
Okay.
Acting like a SpaceX rocket on the launch pad this morning.
Oh, dear. The buttons aren't working for poor KB over there.
We're going to be okay.
Don't furrow your brow. It's going to be great.
Hey, Barry Corbin has our number.
I know.
And if he hears we're in trouble, he's going to give us a ring. At least, I hope so. Let's continue on with the show that was previously planned.
Well, I got your number now.
You might need it, sir. It is the 20th day of the 6th month of 2025, a rousing start to the final morning of, technically, spring. 171 in, 194 left to go. In 2 weeks, it will be the 4th of July.
Woo!
At least I think so.
I believe you just said that the 4th was on Thursday?
Previously on KB and Heather Lee. Tonight at 9:42 p.m. Texas time, summer will begin, the summer solstice, the longest day of the year. Elsewhere, it is Take Your Dog to Work Day.
Oh, dang it.
You could have done that. That would have been fun.
Fun would be one word. I could think of a few others as well.
We've had crazier things in the studio.
Hank and Lola would be rocking and rolling.
It is National Vanilla Milkshake Day.
It's fine if you want to, put some chocolate in it.
It is International Tennis Day.
It's your racket.
It is Hike with a Geek Day.
Well,
that's specific.
I mean, I do think that's a good idea because they're going to remember to bring the water and the snacks and all the things.
It is Tall Girl Appreciation Day.
Are you going to buy your girlfriend flowers?
There are flowers in the studio right
there
now.
There are. Those were from a very special recurring guest to the show this week.
Huh.
For maybe some missteps that may have happened during not necessarily the news.
Okay. Well, tune in for more details at some point on that. I can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
National Ice Cream Soda Day. On this date in history, 1787, the Federal Convention. Oliver Ellsworth moves to call the government of the United States.
So we're united? Is that what that means?
That's 1787. It's all because of Oliver Ellsworth that we are called the United States.
I think he wants
of
a hug.
America.
Mm-hmm.
On this date in 1877, the first commercial telephone service installed by Alexander Graham Bell.
Hello?
He did it in Canada.
Representative.
They wanted to launch it initially in Canada. It was a soft opening. If it failed, nobody would care because it's Canada.
Was it a state then?
On this date in 1963, Leave It to Beaver's final episode aired.
Oh, Ward.
On this date in 1975, in theaters, and it was a big thing.
Oh,
Jaws.
Oh, boy.
Was released.
I need a bigger boat.
Just as scary in theaters, opening on this date in 2003, from Justin to Kelly.
Oh,
was there
the original American Idols? One moment was it? No, it wasn't One Moment in Time. I'm going to think of the song in a minute.
A moment like this.
Yes,
Kelly
there we
Clarkson.
Go. I knew we were having a moment.
Kelly ended up doing all right. Our Burleson girl.
I'm not with my senior moment.
On this date, 1997. Tomorrow, happy birthday to the WNBA. You made it. And on this date, happy birthday on Sunday in 1847, the donut was invented.
Yeah!
Elsewhere. Got a lot of birthdays coming next week, but for today and this weekend, happy 80th today to Miss Anne Murray. Love that girl. Speaking of Canada. Also 58 today, Dan Tominski. He's the guy that provided the voice for Man of Constant Sorrow and also tours with Alison Krauss. He's greatness. Elsewhere, Josh Lucas, 54. Nicole Kidman, 58.
Keith Urban's better half.
Michael Anthony of formerly Van Halen is 71.
Rock on, dude.
John Goodman, 73 today. That's good. Bob Vila is 79 today. Salute,
Bob,
sir.
Come on over. I got a list of stuff for you to do, man.
And Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys would have been 83 today. Just
Dang
lost
it.
Him a few days ago. Tomorrow, singer Lana Del Rey is 40. Edward Snowden. I guess he's a free guy now. 42. Guess he's a free guy, too. Jesse Smollett. Remember him? 43 today. Prince William is 43 today.
Aw.
Chris Pratt is 46. Tomorrow, rather. Kip Winger turned 64 tomorrow.
So much hair.
He still has it, too, I'm pretty sure. And then on Sunday, Donald Faison of Scrubs and Verizon commercials that won't stop airing, 51. Kurt Warner, 54 on Sunday. You got Clyde the Glide Drexler, 63. The real Aaron Brockovich, 65.
Don't drink the water.
Bruce Campbell is 67. Greatness. Cyndi Lauper, 72 on Sunday.
Ooh, let's party.
Meryl Streep, 76. And elsewhere, we have Hank fans. Jimmy Blanton is got a birthday today. John Eric as well. And on Sunday, Texas Radio Hall of Famer. And you'll hear him tomorrow night. Rowdy.
Ooh.
Happy birthday, kids. There you go.
Morning radio's best kept secret. KB and Heather Lee.